Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I'm going to have a conversation today that could save you money and make life a little easier, especially if you're a mom or a parent. Kristen Wurrett, she is a wife, a mom, and blogger of Joyfully Thriving, and she gives practical tips for frugal living. We love that, especially during this time. Kristen, so good to talk to you. Where did this idea come from?
Hi, Melissa. Well, thanks. This idea came really when I started staying home a couple years ago and our income took a dramatic hit. And I just knew that we needed to be good stewards of what God has given us. And so I wanted to really work and find creative ways to stretch what we have been given with and be responsible with what we have.
Absolutely. Good word right there, just for us to be responsible, especially during the times that we've been living in, having to watch our budget and our finances. What was one of the first things, Kristen, that you found was a good idea to cut back and how to save money?
One of the best things I found that has saved us the most money is actually to kind of build up a stockpile in our kitchen. I've learned that it's almost like a practical, if you will, emergency fund.
Okay.
That, you know, even when things get tight financially, that you can go to your kitchen and you know you have food already there that you can cut expenses, but you go, okay, I have things to feed my family. We're going to be okay right now.
That's good. Do you find that as you've done that, that you really have more resources than you realize just by being careful about stockpiling and having things that you could use?
I do. And when you know that you have, you're watching for those sales and you're building up that stockpile for your family, then you will. You'll begin to see it grow and you'll know that, yes, your money, a little bit of money can go a long ways when you're doing that.
What would you say to someone that's trying to do the food thing where they're trying to decide, you know, menu planning? What are some good tips for items and ingredients that are always good staples?
I think some of the best ingredients to always have are your basics of pasta and some spaghetti sauce, you know, rice, things that you're, but the best thing really is what your family eats.
Yes.
You know, don't go out buying things if it's not something your family is going to eat, because then it's wasted money, even if it was a great deal. So you just kind of look through what your family eats and start buying those things to put in your kitchen pantry.
Now, I know you have all kinds of resources on your website. What is that website?
That website's joyfullythriving.com.
Okay, easy. And of course, I have all that on my conversations link. We'll make it easy for you there also. Encourage someone today, because Kristen, you're so good about this. You have a blog and you've got your website. A mom that just feels overwhelmed by all of this, what would you say to her?
I'd say that just take things one day at a time by the grace of God and trust on Him that He will provide. Sometimes it's in unexpected ways, but He is always there to provide for you.
Well, and here we go. We're going to give you this right now so you can go check it out. Kristen Wurrett, W-H-I-R-R-E-T-T. She's the wife, mom, and blogger, Joyfully Thriving. You'll get all kinds of great tips. You'll feel encouraged. And you'll feel like, I am not alone. Kristen, thank you for your time. And I know that you wish all moms and dads some joyfully shopping times.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Everything you need to know about Kristen and her website and her blog is on my conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.